Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org. And in this video, what I want to talk about is how to follow personal development advice. All right, welcome back. Let's talk about how to follow personal development advice. Now, why is this even important? Why am I shooting a video on this topic? Actually, I started to shoot this video, and the reason I got an idea for it is because I've shot a lot of video now. There's a lot of video out there on my website and on my YouTube channel, and people have been responding. I've been looking at the comments, and one of the things that I'm noticing is that there's a little bit of a disconnect between my style of delivery and the way that I want you to be receiving the information. So here's what I mean by this, and the whole general theme here is that I want you to be an independent thinker, right? You have to take everything that you hear, whether it's from me or from anybody else that's teaching you anything in life, any kind of wisdom that you take or advice that you hear from other people, there's a certain way that you need to go about implementing it and hearing it and receiving it so that you're getting maximum results in your own life from that advice. The fact of the matter is that there's a lot of people out in the world, especially nowadays, that will be giving you advice. Free advice, paid advice, whatever. You know, your friends, your family, stuff you buy, books you read, videos you watch on YouTube or anywhere else. And the important thing here is to realize that no matter who you're listening to, no matter how smart they are, how wise they are, how much of an expert they are in whatever field they're teaching you, when they're giving you a piece of advice, that's something that they learned themselves, right? And the best advice is usually a combination of stuff that you learn through learning and book smarts, as you might call it, you know, theory and best practices, but then also in combination with your own life experiences. When those two things come together, you get a very solid piece of advice, a lesson for yourself, which then you can distill down and pass on as advice to others. So somebody might give you some relationship advice or some business advice or advice about school or the way that you should run your job or your career or whatever else. And the problem with that is that they've got their own biases, right? Everyone who's telling you anything has their own biases, and I'm no different. I've got my own biases too. And it goes even deeper than just biases. It also goes down to values. See, every human being has certain values that they have. These values, you either grow up with them, you develop them as you're growing up, maybe even some of them are biologically instilled in you from your genetics and from your family background and all that stuff. And so you're growing up, and eventually you come up and you become an adult, and by the time you're an adult, you have values that you're living your life by. Now, most people don't consciously know what their values are, which is a problem in and of itself. I'll talk about that in other videos. But the idea here is that these values, there's about 10 of them that really govern your life. These are like core principles by which you live. This is the stuff that you find very important to you. Well, for every person, that's slightly different. And for some people, it's radically different. You could take two people who have radically different values, and this will explain why they pursue radically different things in their life, why they lead totally different types of lives, why they hang out with totally different types of people, and why they have different types of problems in their lives. And so, this being the case, just by the way that advice is structured, by the way these videos are structured, I'm delivering my advice to you, the stuff that I've learned, and I've really taken advice from numerous sources, hundreds of different places, books and incredible experts and authors and all the people and the clients that I've worked with. So there's a lot of different perspectives that I'm synthesizing and bringing to you, but in the end, still, it's coming through the filter of me, right? It's my values that are getting filtered here. And so when I'm delivering something, I try to deliver it forcefully, because I think that's one of the problems in self-development is that sometimes you get a weak delivery, a waffly delivery, and people will tell you, well, maybe you should do this or maybe you should do that. And because of this, you end up not doing anything because it's very easy to just say, well, it doesn't really matter or you're not really clear. So I want to give you crystal clear advice. And I think that there is some really hard and fast principles that you have to follow if you want to be successful and happy in life and create the kind of extraordinary life that you want. So I'm sharing these with you. But in the end, I've got my values, right? I have certain values about relationships. I have certain values about money. I have certain values about career and business. and health and fitness. And so this is the kind of stuff that my advice is getting filtered through, these values, which is why sometimes I'll say something, but in the end, if you're watching a lot of my videos, you don't want to just be taking it all wholesale, right? Because what works for me, even though I try to take out what is particular to me, what worked for me, what works for some of the clients that I have, doesn't necessarily mean that it will work for you. You might be different in some important way. There might be something about your life that's different. Maybe you're living in a very different country where the political circumstances are different. Maybe you grew up in a big family, so family is very, very important to you and you value that. And so that's going to shift what you're chasing in life. Or maybe you had some very traumatic events early in your life that have shaped who you are. Or maybe you have a physical disability or a disease or a health problem that I don't have or that an average person doesn't have. So if this is the case, then you need to apply what I'm telling you with some intelligence, not blindly. And that's what this video is trying to tell you, to be intelligent about the way that you apply some of the stuff that I'm sharing with you. You have to trust yourself above anyone else in life. I see a lot of times people don't do this. It sounds simple when you say it, but a lot of times people will go out there and they'll listen to one person here and one person there, and they'll just be like a leaf blowing in the wind, and they take the advice and the opinions of other people, or even society, or organizations, or social constructs, they'll take those as more important than their own opinions. This is a problem because nobody can really tell you what's going to fit in with your life. No one's going to really tell you what fits in with your values. No one knows but you. Only you can know that. And even for you, that's a struggle. It takes time. It takes months and years to really understand what will fit in for you in your life, what will make you happy, what will align with you, what will really make you fulfilled. Maybe you get into a relationship and you get married because everyone around you is getting married. Everyone's telling you you should get married, and so you get married, but then later on you find out that actually marriage was not something that was right for you because you've got some quirks and you've got some different values and you don't like being hemmed in a marriage. Or maybe people are telling you to go get a 9-to-5 job and become an engineer or a computer programmer, and so you go and do that and you think that that's going to work for you, but then after a few years of doing that you realize, you know what, engineering and programming aren't actually what I'm passionate about. I'm really passionate about art. Or I'm really passionate about working with people, or something like that. So, see, these are, you know, simple kind of situations, and you can extrapolate these out and just imagine beyond this all the different things that people are telling you, that culture is telling you, if you are just blindly following those and vacuuming them up like a you're sucking them up without thinking about them, then your life's not going to be very happy. It's not going to be very fulfilling. The whole secret to life is that you're this complex, rich, and unique machine running through life. And so you're trying to set up your life so that the circumstances that are around you are the way that you want them to be. Not the way your mom wants them to be, or your dad, or your brother, or your sister, or whoever else in your life, or even me. That's why the stuff that I'm giving to you, you have to custom tailor. You have to be open and mind enough to hear it. This doesn't mean to be closed-minded. This is a very important distinction because I see a lot of people will make this mistake is that they close their mind and they tell themselves immediately, oh, well, I'm very different. This couldn't work for me. Oh, well, I'm very different. I have this condition in life or I have this life circumstance. I don't have money or I don't have a relationship or I was abused when I was younger. And so because of this, now this advice that I'm giving to you, you're going to say, no, that's not going to work. See, it's a little bit of walking a fine line. You have to be able to develop a trust within yourself. At the same time, you have to do two things. On the one hand, you have to be very open-minded. That means that whatever ideas or advice is being thrown your way, you have to be able to listen to it, to hear it, to honestly, intelligently entertain it, and then maybe even go out and try it, play around and experiment with it. But then on the other hand, you also have to be the final arbiter, right? You're like the ultimate authority on yourself. So you have to tell yourself, you know what, this thing that you're telling me, Leo, it's really not going to work because I have some experience, and it really doesn't fit with my values. It doesn't really fit with who I am. So this part of the advice that you're giving me isn't going to work. And that's okay. I want you to be doing that, right? Sometimes I'll I'll challenge people in the comment sections. Sometimes they'll tell me, oh, well, that wouldn't work, or this wouldn't work. And I challenge them very sternly, and I really kind of like clash with them. And the reason I do that is for the following reason. It's not because I think that everyone should believe what I believe. It's not because I think that everyone should honor my exact set of values and live life exactly like me. I don't want to create, you know, a million mirror images of me. That's silly. That's not going to work. What I want, though, is I want you to be not having ego defenses up. And this is what I notice a lot of people, especially victims. People who are victims in life and really stuck. For example, when I talk about depression, or when I talk about anger control, or when I talk about taking responsibility for your life, a lot of times what will happen there is that I tell someone what they're doing wrong, and then the reason that they're stuck in life, and their ego feels threatened by it. And so what it does is it closes down, the mind closes down, and immediately starts coming up with excuses and justifications for why the information that they heard is wrong. And it starts to demonize the information. And one of the ways that that happens is that your ego defense will say, well, this person, he's not like me at all. What does he know about my life? How could he possibly know, you know, the abuse I had as a child? Or how could he possibly know the crippling depression that I'm under? How could he possibly know about that horrible, miserable relationship where I was used and manipulated and abandoned? How could he know about all that stuff? And I'm sure that he doesn't have those things in his life. So if he doesn't have those things in his life, how can I relate to him? How could his advice actually work? It's a little bit hard, right? Because on the one hand, I want to deliver this advice very clearly, clear-cut advice. On the other hand, I can't make it totally black and white because there's a lot of gray area. And so it's this kind of balance between me being very clear and black and white, and on the other hand, allowing you the freedom to customize what you want from the advice that you're getting. You need both. If you don't manage this right, what's going to happen is that your mind's going to close, the ego defenses will come up, and you won't hear the advice, and so you'll miss the amazing opportunity that some of this information, wisdom can have on you. So that'll keep you stuck. On the other hand, if you follow me blindly, then you're probably going to dishonor some of your values, and that will also get you into some trouble. So you don't want to be doing either of those. You have to use your judgment. See, I wish there was just a simple 1-2-3 formula that I could give you that you could just apply to everything that I'm saying, and you could know what works and what doesn't. In reality, if it worked that way, it'd be too easy. There's so much richness to life that you have to go out there and try and experiment. But don't use this as an ego defense to say that what I'm telling you can't work for you. What I want you to do is I want you to honestly believe that anything I say can work for you. You have to go out there and try it out. Give it a lot of effort. Do it honestly. And ultimately, what's going to determine if this is working for you or not is some hard and fast metrics, right? Don't judge your life or the advice that you get or the advice that you try to apply by simply how you feel about it or what you think will happen if you apply it. The way to judge the advice is to actually go out there and apply it and see the results. Right? There's two things here. You have to be growing constantly and you have to be getting better and better results. If you're getting these two things in your life, then you're using a strategy that's good. So you're probably maybe already doing that. If you're getting better and better results every day, every week, every year, good. Good for you. Maybe there's a way we can make that even faster, make those results even like supercharge those. And you're growing, right? In that case, you're growing every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year. That's what you want. But if you're not doing that and you're noticing that you've kind of been stuck in the same place in your life for a while now, especially for a couple of years or more, then you have to ask yourself, wait a minute, maybe there's something here that I'm missing. Maybe some of these reasons that I'm not following some of this advice that I know is because of these ego defense mechanisms, which can be very, very tricky, very self-manipulative, very self-sabotaging. And so what you got to say to yourself is, huh, wait a minute. Have I been growing very consistently, very powerfully over the last few years or not? If I haven't, something is wrong. Or wait a minute. Have I been getting better and better results at my job, in my business, in my relationship, with my health, with my finances, with my internal emotional mood? Am I getting better and better at those every single year? Wait a minute, if I'm not, that means that I'm using some sort of bad strategy. Because I can guarantee that if you use strategies the way that I'm using strategies, I mean, I'm taking stuff all over the place, and then I'm applying it in my life. I'm throwing stuff out too. I'm filtering very heavily for what works for me. And when I find those strategies, the growth that I get is amazing. That growth, you don't have to wait years to feel it. You can see that growth in weeks. Literally in weeks, you see that growth. So when you're really on the right track, you know you're on the right track. And that's what I want for you. I really want every year for you to be like a powerful, kick-ass year. Something where a year passes in your life and you can't even recognize where you were a year ago. And this is not something that's too lofty. In fact, pretty much every single year for me, for the last 5 years, it was like I was having major growth. Like to the point where I look back just 1 year, I can look back from today 1 year and I'm like, damn, like my life was so radically less than it is now. It's like every year expansion. And that's why I'm excited to shoot these videos, because I want that same expansion for you. When you get that taste of expansion, it's like, oh man, that's so amazing. Just the feeling of knowing you've grown so much, just that in and of itself for me is really, really rewarding. But of course, it's not just that. It's that your life is improving and you're feeling better. You're having more success. You're getting success in all these different areas in your life. It's kind of like putting together a big jigsaw puzzle. And it's a very customized jigsaw puzzle. Everyone's is unique. That's what's beautiful about life, is that you're crafting your own life. And I try to bring you the principles and the stuff that I think is just very fundamental. See, sure, you're going to customize a lot of stuff, but it's also the case that there's some basics to life that you have to have in place. For example, if we're going to build a car, you know, there's a lot of detail to a car, and there's a lot of customization you can do. There's a lot of different cars out there, and your taste in cars might be different than mine. But on the same level, there's a lot of similarities between cars too, right? Most of them have wheels. Most of them have four wheels. Most of them have tires. Most of them have an engine in the front. Most of them have a trunk. Most of them have rear view windows and mirrors. And so you've got all this stuff, which is kind of like the fundamentals. And what's actually refreshing about that is that if you get like the basic fundamentals in place, which are the same for most human beings to be happy and successful, then the details, you can customize those exactly how you want. And that's actually really rewarding, because your life then, when you're customizing these details and you're doing this little like fine tuning and polishing work on your life, it's kind of like detailing a car. It's fun, it's rewarding, and it's a form of self-expression. Your life can be a form of self-expression. Your life itself, the way you live it, the way you grow yourself, the things you involve yourself in, the kind of principles and values that you embody and live up to. That's a really powerful place to be in life, and I want that for you. So I want to help to put the fundamentals in place so that you can then get really curious and interested about that detail work. All right, so this is the basics of how to follow my advice, but not just my advice, anybody's advice. Use your brain, be a critical thinker. You are the final arbiter. In the end, I can't force you to do anything. Nobody can force you to do anything. You are responsible completely for how your life goes, which advice you adopt, which advice you leave on the cutting room floor. And I want you to be intelligent. I want you ultimately to be nuanced. Develop these characteristics within yourself. This is important, because if you are going to be a black and white thinker, or you're going to be hemmed in with all these ego defenses, you're going to be putting all these walls up against receiving new information from people and considering other perspectives, then your growth and success and happiness in life is going to be very, very limited. And that's not what we want here for you. All right, this is Leo. I am signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear from you. Please like this video right now. Click the like button. Share it with somebody. Share it with a friend. Post it on Facebook. And lastly, come check out actualize.org. It's my website. Sign up to the free newsletter. It's an amazing newsletter. I'm releasing it every week. I'm creating new content on a weekly basis, free videos just like this one, about where I tell you the fundamentals that it takes to master your life, both the externals, but also the internals, right? It's the mindsets you need to create a really powerful, rich, exciting life that is functioning in all the ways that you want it to function. Money, health, relationships. But for me, the most important thing is like the inner satisfaction you get. Those higher level feelings of personal growth, and that passion that you get when you get the life that you want, wow, it's amazing. I really struggled to find this passion myself, and now I feel like I have so much of this passion. I love sharing it with you guys. So sign up and you'll be getting that every single week for free.